Hey guys, again, thank you guys for still clicking play. We're on episode 9, and again, this is Courtney Lindsay. Happy to be on to the next episode. You know, as we go through these episodes, I get a little bit more confident, just a little bit, not cocky or anything, but just a little bit more confident because I'm putting myself out there. One of the crazy things as you go through your journey is that courage. We all need it, you know, we all need the courage to step out and be confident to do something that we feel passionate about. And one of the passionate things I feel is sharing this information. It was funny because last night, you know, we got home, got the kids ready, you know, made lunch or dinner, and, you know, pretty much went to go work out. And then my wife, she went to work out, kids went, put them to bed. You know, we kind of talked a little bit, and then I actually went ahead and I shared the information with my wife. Say, hey, you know, I started a podcast. And she said, you started a podcast? And I said, yeah, I started one. And, you know, I have a few subscribers and, you know, I've been given information. And she said, oh, really? And so I handed her the phone and she took my phone and she looked at it and she started scrolling through the episode going up and down. And she said, you talked for 30 minutes. And it's funny because if you guys know me, it's funny because I am a very silent person. I am very, very silent, very shy. I'm very, very shy. And so that was pretty good chuckle that I did because she recognized right off the bat that you actually talked for 30 minutes and 20 minutes here, 15 minutes there. And I said, yes, I did. She said, oh, that's pretty cool. So anyway, she gave me back my phone. You know, we pretty much kind of closed out that night, last night, and just, you know, went to bed. And so today I wake up, I felt like I needed to share that story because it's important to know yourself. And it's very important to know yourself, very important to have courage to do things that you know that needs to get done. One of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast is because I'm a shy person. I'm more of a one-on-one person whenever I'm interacting with someone. But I know this needs to get done. I know this information needs to get shared to someone else. And whether it's 10, whether it's one person, the goal is if it changes someone's course of action, if it changes their path they were going down, then that is all worth it. One of the things that as you go through this journey of starting to read and learning all this new information, you're going to understand that in life there's everything. In life there's a past, there's a present, and then there's a future. And one of the things I've learned from another book was that everything has a past, present, and a future. All right? And so if you want to go ahead and look at your medical history, right? You look at your medical history. So you look at your medical history or your family medical history. And it's very important to understand the presence of that medical history. As I say, you know, your grandmother is a diabetic. And, you know, if you go back in the past, her grandmother had, her dad had a diabetic, then there's a good chance that, you know, in your present time right now, that if you don't change the course of your eating habits and your exercise habit, I can predict that you will become a diabetic too. And it's that clear when you're able to assess and gather your current situation you're in right now, and then the past information there's a good chance with those two, you can predict the future. And that's the same thing for financial education, all right? If you go ahead and you look at where you're at right now, and that's what I did, a self-assessment, all right? Self-discovery, that you look at your financial situation right now, right? And let's say you fall into the employee box and you're living paycheck to paycheck, check to check, right? Then you need to identify that is your current situation. And if you go back into your past and you look at your mom, your dad, right? You can gather enough information that from their history, your current situation, I can predict that you will stay in that box, that you will be an employee for the rest of your life in that box. Or you can gather that information of your current situation and your past, and you have to do something dramatic to switch your future. And that's how important it has to be, that if you want to change your outcome, that you're kind of on a gliding path to already, you know, because if you came from a house of worker bees, and I'm not saying that in a bad way, but if you came from a house of employees, then you are going to be produced as an employee. And then you're going to produce, I can predict that your kids is going to be probably in that employee box and work paycheck to paycheck for the rest of their lives, unless that kid recognizes that trend and the history and does something dramatic to change that path of financial education. And so that's very important to understand that as you go on this journey, keep that in mind. All right? Nothing is usually just a surprise. It has history. So understand your present, know your past, and if you can put those two together and you can see where your future is going to go, and if you don't like that, then you have to do something big. And we did that when we bought that course, the $38,000 plus the $1,700 bucks. I knew that the course for us was going to be, okay, I came from a family of employees. I'm an employee. And if I continue this route, I would stay as an employee. And then my girls, Avery and Michaela, will stay as well. Stay as well unless they change dramatically. They switch their thinking from employee to whether a small business or a big business or an entrepreneur, an investor. And so that is truly important. And I'll give another one where if you look at flipping a home, it truly takes you to understand your current situation, your past, history, and cycle of that home, so that I can predict how much I'm going to resell the house for in 6 months. And that's a skill that you have to learn when you want to flip a home. We look at a home and it's ugly, right? We understand the current situation is it needs a lot of work. It needs a new roof. It needs a new flooring. You know, the foundation is bad. So we understand the current situation. But we also take that information and we go and dig just a little bit more. And we go in the past of that home. And we look and we see that home was once a beautiful home. It was once loved. Someone took care of it. Someone nurtured the home, took care of it, put, you know, cleaned it, did maintenance to it. And we look at the present. We look at the past. And we saw that when someone took care of it, the value was there in that home. So we take the current situation and how much we have to pay for the home. We take the past information and how much the home was worth when someone cared for it. And then we look at the current market and see what someone would pay in the future for it, on the trend of the future. So then we take the present, past, and we predict, you know what? When we put all these two information together, I'll be able to get $250,000. And so it's a very important thing to know how to take those two information, your current information from the present to your past, and then gather all those together. And you can, majority of time, predict your future outcome. All right, so hopefully this episode helped out a lot. Just gathering your present, past, and predicting your future. And that's, again, in anything. That's in financial education. That's in health. That's just an overall in life. It's in flipping. It's in buying and holding rental properties. So it's a very good thing to understand that when you see something, dig for the past, and then you can predict, you have a good prediction for the future. Same thing in stocks. All right? And so again, guys, this is Courtney Lindsay, and you guys can reach me at yellowribbonventures.com or Yellow Ribbon Ventures LLC on Facebook or Instagram. Thank you guys for sticking around this long. If this podcast is helping you out, you know, please go ahead and share to someone else that would be appreciative of you giving that information. All right, guys, you have a good day. Bye.